But once you know who you are, and he comes to tell you, you broke. You may not have no money in your pocket, but that don't mean nothing. Because you know who you are, and you know who you belong to. It may not be looking, you may not be looking at your hand, but it's a matter of time you'll see it manifest. Because you know how to make it manifest. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so he said, he'd given us all things, and we have been immersed, put into the body, and we have become the body of Christ. We have been put into Christ. St. John 15:7 says it like this: if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will. Well, why would he say that you ask what you will and it shall be what? Done unto you. Why would he tell you to ask and it wasn't available to you? In other words, he's telling you, he's telling me, everything in the kingdom is for you. It's just you ask, it's yours. And he is telling you, because you do this in natural life, if you got a checking account, you follow the procedure. It's your money in there, you can get it anytime you want it. You know when the bank's open, you know when it's closed. You don't go up there. And they made it more convenient than that. You just have to wait until they open up on Monday morning. You can go by AT&T now. What is it?
ATM.
What did I say? You better not go by AT&T. Go by ATM. You probably won't get anything for AT&T. Go by ATM. And if you follow the procedure, what happened? Put that card in and some numbers will pop up and you can choose what you want to do and you touch it. And then next thing you know, here comes some money. Flip out. And they ask you, do you want a receipt? And you say yes or no. And you get your money and go on. Well, the things of God is just that easier when you know what to do. Hallelujah. So I want to talk to you tonight about who we are in this. This, I don't know, I would encourage you to do some more study. I read some of the things that E.W. Kenyon said about in him some time back. And I learned a lot of things that I didn't know that we had. That was all in the scripture about who we are in him, in him, in him we have, in whom we have. Christ, the hope of glory. Think about it. Christ, the anointed one. Christ, the anointed one. It's right here. Right here. I know he's at the right hand of God, but that's how he is. He's right here. And, you know, so when I'm trying to get my prayer through the ceiling, I don't have to get it that high.
Amen.
Because he's right there. Right on it, right there on the inside. And when you become, we become God inside minded. Then we begin to think like he thinks. We begin to think like he thinks. We begin to act like he acts because he's on the inside of us. We are not that old creature. Our nature have changed. And feeling will try to rise up and make you feel different from the way you are. But you tell feeling, you're not lining up with who I am, so you have to bow. But when you come, when I feel good because of who I am, I said, come on, feeling. Knock yourself out. Amen. So he said, so we can have all things moving right along. in Ephesians. Let's go to, are we in the fourth? Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. We there. Let's just pick up. We're going to read. Let's just pick up at the ninth verse again. I'm not going to spend a lot of time there. Ephesians 4:9. Ephesians 4:9. I'll find myself in a minute. He said, now that he ascended, what is it? But he also descended first where? Into the lower parts of the earth. And we know that he said the lower parts of the earth. There's paradise, which is empty. And there's hell. We know hell is still there. We know the lake of fire is still there. And then according to Jude, we know that fallen angels are locked away in chains. They're in that part, wherever they're locked away. Fallen angels that are locked away. Just what I'm saying, he went into all those places. Let me just say it though. I think you can grasp, because the Bible said he went into what? The lower parts of the earth, right? He went into hell itself. He was there 3 days, 3 nights. He had to go by paradise because they left there with him. But when he went to that place where those fallen angels are locked in chains, he said, "You idiots, I told you you were making a bad mistake when you went with Satan." He preached to them, because he said he preached to the prison, the spirits in prison. And when he paid the debt, hell couldn't keep him. And he said, hey, and when he got through doing all his stuff down in the lower parts, he got to the upper part. He said, "Hey, boys, come on, let's go." And it's right here in the eighth verse. I didn't read it. He led captivity captive. He led a train of captive people with him. And they're in heaven now. If you read Hebrews chapter 12, I'm not going there. And they're in heaven now. They're called the church of the firstborn. They were the first one that got born again. He was the first one. They were next in line. And then when he got back on earth, he began to tell us about, we began to hear the apostles and all that heard, and they got born again and so forth. And here we are. But the thing about it, they are in heaven now. But here's what I want to talk about that. Here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about us on earth. Who we are. That's who we want to talk about. And so it says in verse 9, I'm going to do this. Verse 9 says in the Amplified, but he ascended. Now what can this he ascended mean but that he has previously descended from the height, the highest of heaven, into the depths of the lower parts of the earth. That means the lowest of the lowest. There was no place wherever that sin had caused me, you, us to fall. He went there for us. There was nothing about the redemption. He paid it all. He went to the lowest parts of the earth, moving right along. And verse 10 says he descended. He who descended is the very same as he who also has ascended high above the heavens. Notice he went down to the lowest. He ascended high above the highest, the height of the heavens. Not just, he just didn't go to the first heaven, went to the height of the heaven, above the heaven. Okay?